Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for November 25th, 2024. Monday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. The Richest Gift. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." Introductory Prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that you have blessed me with life and with a vibrant faith. Thank you. I dedicate this time in prayer to you. I love you, and I offer you all that I am and all that I have, with the desire of becoming a joyful gift to you. Petition. Lord, teach me to share joyfully all that I have received. First Reflection. Some wealthy people. Jesus sat before the temple treasury. What did Jesus see as he looked on? He saw more than we do. He saw the heart. Wealth tends to captivate us with desire and enslave us with concerns and worries. Jesus saw many hearts squeeze out just a couple drops of their abundant security, a gesture that was neither painful nor difficult. The act of fulfilling, or thinking they were fulfilling a duty to God, caused them to glow with self-satisfaction. Some were even bloated with pride for having given so much, and yet their act was empty of real self-giving. They gave with routine indifference. Their giving lacked love. What does Jesus see in my daily or weekly gifts? Do I generously give God my all when I see him on the altar? Do I generously give him my all when I am on my knees in prayer? Do I give him my all on my feet at work? Second reflection, a poor widow. Only Jesus could have seen that this widow was now reduced to total dependence on family or friends. She gave more because she gave herself with a heart full of surrender. Is there anything we can give God that he has not already given us? We can give God our trustful surrender. The poor widow gave to God with trust, since she knew that he would continue to care for her. She had no other real desire but to be with him and be enriched by him. Her giving was sincere and resigned, not despairing, but rather full of hope. She had the hope of one who knows deep down how much God loves her. How much do I trust and depend on him, particularly when other securities begin to disappear? Third reflection, offering my whole life. Jesus shows the great importance of how we give, not only of what we give. What we have, our possessions, and those which in some way we have made our own, are not for us. We have them so that we might give them, and we should give them back to God, for they are his. We give them as an expression of our love for God. I give my life when I work diligently, practice charity, pray, or sacrifice for love of Christ. All these acts of love, if not made explicit before, are made into an intentional gift to Jesus when I mentally place them upon the paten along with the hosts to be consecrated during the offertory at Mass. Do I give him my whole life? Conversation with Christ. Lord Jesus, awaken me to all you are for me, and let me realize all that you have given me. May I never cease to thank you through my own self-giving. You are my living and constant invitation to be more generous, to give more often and with more love. Open my heart, Lord, to your work. Resolution. In prayer, I will make a list of all that I can do for Jesus this week and offer this to him. Then, on Sunday during the offertory, I will mentally place before him on the paten all the sacrifices I have made during the week, my real gift to him, given with faith and love.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.